Virginia is one of 12 states that does not apply a sales tax to streaming platforms, missing out on about $10 million a year. Chris Wadica at the Commonwealth Institute says lawmakers could help fund new priorities and balance the books during an economic crisis by modernizing the tax code.
If you went to your local video rental place, probably those don't exist anymore, but you would pay sales tax on that. But if you were to watch the exact same thing from your home, getting it on demand, you wouldn't pay tax on that at this point. And so this is really just updating the tax code for changes in technology.
During the pandemic, streaming services have boomed while people have been staying at home. That could be a lucrative source of tax revenue, but Stephen Hayner at the Thomas Jefferson Institute says it also might make taxing it a problem.
Oddly enough, it's one that's pretty popular, so I'm not sure the legislature would jump at that one because lots of people right now have spent a lot of time on Amazon, on Netflix, on Hulu, and to suddenly pay another $5 or $10 a year to have that service might not be popular.
Virginia's sales and use tax was last modified back in 2007, before services like Spotify or Apple Music even existed. I'm Michael Pope.